This train is a clean train. This train. This train is a clean train. This train. This train is a clean train. Everybody ride it in Jesus' name. This train is a clean train. This train.
Thank you so much for taking a few minutes away from your rehearsals to talk to us about Marie and Rosetta.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you for having me.
Before we talk about your work in this production, I wanted to give our listeners some information about your background. From what I know, you grew up in Texas. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, Dallas, Texas, born and raised. I've been singing and playing the piano since I was 7 years old. I come from a very musical background. Both of my parents are pastors. My brother actually went to the musical theater genre, and I kind of followed along as a music director, but then the acting bug kind of, it bit me. It bit me real good. So I was like, you know, I think I like it here.
I'm curious about your approach to portraying Sister Rosetta Tharpe. This is an artist that had such a distinct and unique style as a performer. How do you kind of capture that essence of her, but make this unique to yourself as an artist?
I dove right in. I looked at documentaries from her. I looked at performances from her. Everything I could get my hands on. I wanted to tell this story because history, Black history, it always can get erased. You know, it could be swept away really, really quickly if you're not careful. And I didn't want that. I also didn't want to be like, I'm going to pretend to be her. I wanted to really give this woman life that she deserved and breathe into this piece and really respect her, really honor her. And so I dove right in. Anything that I could get my hands on with Rosetta, I was in it.
Cherish, you mentioned the erasure of Black history. In her lifetime, Sister Rosetta Tharpe was a star. You know, she
yes.
toured across the country, across Europe, to huge audiences. In the late 20th century, her legacy kind of went into decline, and a lot of that history, for whatever reason, was erased or forgotten. In the 21st century, there's been this massive surge of interest in her work. Do you have any thoughts on why this generation here now is so touched by her art, and it still speaks so much to us today?
You know, I think it's the empathy. We're living in a world where a real information age, and people are going back to the beginning, to the basics, because information is at their fingertips. And these are people who really want to give credit where credit is due. We're being told that there are many artists that are saying, hey, look back into the past. There's a bird in the African diaspora called the Sankofa bird. It walks forward, but it looks back. And I think that's where we are as a world. We are walking into something new, but we can look back and see we still got a lot to do. And I think that's what Rosetta did. She held the past, the future, the present in her hand as she strummed along that guitar.
Thank you so much for taking a few minutes away from your rehearsal
to
talk today. Grateful for your time.
Yes.
Thank you, Cherish. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kyle. Rain on my door. Didn't it? Yes. Didn't it? You know it did.